Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. I got this from Crazy Dave, whose name is actually Crazy Dave.
Wow.
His name is Dave Crazy. That's his real name.
What?
Oh,
get out of here. You know a lot of Crazy Daves, though? Like, any Dave you know, you call crazy.
Think so?
I know three.
Three Crazy Daves?
Yeah.
Hi, Eric. This is Crazy Dave. I was wondering, how badly did Whip freak out this morning during the 30 seconds of dead air at 5:15? It's well documented on the show that Whip doesn't handle silence well. Did it feel like it went for an eternity for him? Just wondering. Thanks, Crazy Dave. Yeah, there was some kind of computer glitch, I guess.
Oh, I saw a lot of people crowded around the studio. I realize what happened.
I was back in the office and didn't hear it, so.
Yeah, no, I was also, to be honest, I was preparing my stuff and I didn't hear it either. But if I had heard it, I might not be standing here right now because I would have had a heart attack.
It's and it is well documented that you do not handle long pauses well on the show.
That's, or anywhere.
Even in conversation at home or out to dinner with friends or whatever, if you have a pause, a break, a lull in the conversation, you just start filling it with just stuff.
I'll tell you this much. I was in a doctor's office yesterday, and I was in a waiting room just sitting there, and two other people who were with each other were talking, and their conversation had these big uncomfortable pauses, and I was getting the shakes listening to them try to fill the time. I'm like, oh my God, this is so awkward.
Did you consider inserting yourself into those empty spots?
No, I left the room. I couldn't take it.
Aha.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're trying to find the Voice Guy promo where we had a bunch of uncomfortable pauses on the show just to make Whip extra uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I've never seen, I mean, I get uncomfortable too, but nothing like him.
Man, I love myself a good awkward silence.
I know you do.
I really do. I enjoy it. That's when I find things to be the most relaxing.
Right.
That's what, I thought you didn't like that.
No, well, I'm paid to make sure it doesn't happen here.
Oh.
But in real life, I am totally fine with it.
Yeah, you just like trail off, stop talking, and then everybody's like, well, really? Why am I standing here?
That's why we should all just go in the
kitchen.
Have
you ever noticed in the morning show meetings, I'm the guy not talking?
Well, that's true. You're not paying attention or talking.
You're always on your phone.
Yeah, I'm not talking.
You're
not
playing
listening.
Games on your phone.
I'm not paying any attention. And if there's an awkward silence, I don't rush to fill it.
What are you, a millennial?
Yeah, pretty much. Let's keep in it so you're not getting any sleep. Can't get any sleep. Why, Rick?
My wife is, I feel like I'm sleeping on a cliff. I only got about 3 inches of the bed to sleep on.
Yeah, she's a bed hog.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Your wife's a bed hog. You're not going to get any sleep in on that one. Then you got Kim's problem. Kim, not getting any sleep. Why?
Oh, my neighbor at 5 o'clock in the morning always has his automatic start, and his driveway is next to our bedroom.
Ah, that must be me. We must live next door to each other. That's me. The reason you can't get any sleep, Dan.
My wife is snoring like a polar bear. And then we're switching to a plant-based diet, and so the farts at night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I know. She gets all those green leafy vegetables and
yeesh.
Can't control it. That stuff keeps
sexy.
You up all night. Yeah. At number three, watch these. Sarah, what's keeping you from sleeping?
I'm losing so much sleep because I'm up reading my mommy porn.
Mommy porn.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. You know, there's a porn site that wants to get involved with Thanksgiving. More on that in a second. Number two, Maria, why are you up all night long not getting any sleep?
I foster kittens and they love to play with my feet at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, she's a foster kitten mom.
Yeah, they can't tell time.
Got like
40
of them in there running around licking you.
Yeah, they're all nocturnal.
Yeah. They're all nocturnal.
That's right.
Are they? Cats are.
Well, they are from that perspective, I guess, but I don't know if they're naturally nocturnal. And finally, in at number one, I didn't know this was going to become a science class.
Right.
Hi, Becky, what's keeping you up all night?
My neighbor's owl that she rescued.
Ah, your neighbor's got a rescued owl.
Now, they're nocturnal.
There you go.
Okay.
Didn't see the rescued owl keep you up all night, did you?
Yeah, no, I did not. And it causes a symphony throughout our neighborhood because what happens is the owl gets the neighbor's German Shepherd barking, which gets my two dogs barking, and so on and so forth.
Ah.
Every night.
Where do they keep the rescued owl?
Yeah.
She has like a huge like bird sanctuary, if you will, like a huge bird cage in her backyard.
Right.
And she does. She does rescue a whole bunch of birds.
So she doesn't keep it like, you know, in the kitchen. Or anything like that.
No.
All right.
Well,
Well, maybe she does. Yeah.
What does that sound like?
My husband just purchased plane tickets to India. It's a 24-hour trip from the USA. My problem is he's sitting in business class while I'm in economy. We have plenty of money, but he simply doesn't want to spend it. Am I right to feel hurt and consider his love of money might be stronger than his love for me, or should I be content and happy I'm going to a beautiful country? What are your thoughts on that one? Hi there, Sean.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi. Hi. What do you think?
So, no, I take issue with that because you're there, whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, does not matter because you're taking the trip to spend significant quality time. Mm-hmm. And if you can't make the decision to actually make a sacrifice mm-hmm. to spend it with that person,
right.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it was Melissa that said it. Yep. I wouldn't even actually even bother going because that tells me you're not really vested in the relationship.
Ah.
See ya.
Yeah. But this one, they're already married, probably for a long time. I'm guessing.
Then they have issues.
That doesn't even occur to them.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe he comes home every day and she's eating dinner that she made for herself and none for him. Maybe it's just kind of every man for himself.
Yeah, maybe at that point.
I don't know. Hey, Phil.
Well, Eric, I don't know if I'm crazy or not, but listen.
Let's just call you Crazy Phil. You all right with that? let's call you Crazy Phil.
I don't care what the situation is. I don't care if you buy the ticket. I don't care if you get upgraded.
Right.
The lady sits in first class, and you go to the back of the plane.
You're such a gentleman.
All right, let's suppose. Okay, I get that, Phil. It's very chivalrous of you. Let's say that you attempt to do that, and the airline says, I'm sorry, sir. Our rules dictate that the only upgrade can be the person who has status, and that would be you. You can't give it away to anybody, so it's either you or nothing.
Well, then I ask her if that is amicable to her, that I will make it up to her when we get there some way somehow.
So you do take the upgrade, but you're like, I'll make it up to you when we land.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even get that. That's a sweet thing to do.
That's when you turn to her and go, you know, I think I got to take it.
Shut up.
That's where you go, I tried.
Right. Okay. And you'll wink at the lady.
Can't
thanks for
really
saying
help
that.
Their rules.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because he can still decline it.
But he
Phil,
could.
Crazy Phil didn't decline it. But he's like, listen, we'll have a nice meal when we land.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
Take it if you got it.
All right. Hi there, Anton.
Yeah, so first off, since they're married, something like this has probably already happened before.
Uh-huh.
So if she's surprised, like, I kind of find that strange, though I would never want to sit.
You always sit in economy. Why not? Why is it a big deal now?
But I wouldn't want to spend 24 hours separated from my significant other, like, sitting next to some rando that I don't want to get to know.
Maybe they've been married 20-some-odd years, and they're like, maybe she even requested that. She was like, I'd rather sit in the last row.
As far from you as possible.
24 hours next to him.
Why are you taking a trip?
All right, we reached that time of day where we find out top three things trending on Twitter as we head into the weekend. Social media director Mel D keeps track of all this stuff for us. Hi, Mel D.
Hey, guys.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Top three in at number three.
Okay, if you look forward to the annual Victoria's Secrets fashion show every year.
Yes.
The news is out, and it's officially canceled.
Oh, no.
No more wings.
The news broke on Twitter after Victoria's Secrets released a statement saying that they are moving to evolve the messaging of their company, and it's probably canceled due to people not watching it anymore because last year they had one of the lowest ratings of 2018 after 23 years of it happening. So even though it's not happening this year, Victoria's Secret says it still could happen in the future. So,
they're like, we're changing the messaging. We're just going to stick to underpants now. No TV shows, just underpants. Running on Twitter, number two.
Vegas is having some of its biggest online gambling happening right now for the upcoming American Music Awards this Sunday. And it's all thanks to Ariana Grande, Scooter Braun, and Taylor Swift. So everybody's banking on Taylor to sing at least three hits owned by her previous record label, Big Machine Records.
Uh-huh.
But you can basically bet on things like who's going to win Artist of the Year, which is now favored to Taylor Swift, all the way to betting on how many times Taylor will take a jab at Scooter Braun.
Oh, wow.
So basically, if you want to do some gambling this weekend, you totally can with the American Music Awards.
Mm. You think Taylor beats Lizzo, our girl? Lizzo's nominated in that category, isn't she?
I think she is
Artist
nominated.
Of the Year?
Well, she's nominated for eight.
She's eight.
Sure she is, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to be in that one.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
That's the big one, right?
Right.
That's the top of the mountain.
Top of the mountain.
There's like a new artist, right? Is it called new artist?
Yeah, there's best new artist.
The best new artist.
Yeah, there's all that too. Trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, there's some big news coming from Tesla this morning. So Elon,
the band or the car?
The car.
Certainly not the band.
I just said that for Rip's benefit. You know, it's okay. Classic Cut Friday, right?
Hey, you never know. Love will find a way, Eric.
Yeah, it's Classic Cut Friday. Look at Violetta staring blankly.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Is it old-timer
It's
band?
One of Whip's favorite old-time rock
old-timer
bands.
Old-timer hair band. Yeah, they had huge hair back in the day.
Sweet.
A lot of eyeliner.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, this is from the car because Elon Musk announced the all-new Cybertruck. So it's a pickup truck that looks nothing like a pickup truck. It's all electric. It looks like a large metal trapezoid. And when it was unveiled at a Tesla promo event last night, the big selling point is that this pickup truck is bulletproof and that you could do anything to it. But it's kind of funny because they did a demonstration with a metal ball. They threw it at the window and the window shattered instantly.
Oh no. You know what they say to that?
Right.
It's just like
great.
The underpants show.
So yeah, they tried it for one window, that shattered, and then they're like, oh, okay, well, it's not going to happen to the other window.
That's one of our actual breakable windows.
Yeah, right.
A safety feature in case you get trapped on the inside.
So then they tried it again to another window. It shattered instantly.
Are they dodos or what?
Yeah, we didn't say it was metal ball proof. We said bulletproof. No, yeah. Big difference. Gotcha.
So there's a ton of hilarious memes out now with this fail.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard.
Wow. Maybe they'll shoot bullets softer.
Yeah, they threw the ball a little too
hard. That he's too strong.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right.
Anybody listening who has a partner who they like not having around? Commitment phobic, or is the single life just better for you? Many people now prefer a romantic partner. So you still want a partner, you just don't want him around, which is strange. They prefer a romantic partner who lives thousands of miles away. Like Australia. Or who has a job or other obligations that keep them away for long stretches of time. Don't you dare quit that job that requires you to go to Argentina for 3 weeks every month. Anybody listening who? 312-233-1019. Hi, Cammie.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Do you like a partner who's not around?
Yeah, he lives in Minnesota. I live in Chicago. He's a United Airlines pilot. So it's a 50-minute commute for him because he works out of Chicago. So I see him when he comes in town, and mostly every other weekend when I do not have my kids.
Gotcha.
When the kids are with their dad, it works perfect.
Gotcha.
Are you guys exclusive?
Yeah.
Okay. If he suggested, you know, I should just move there, what would you say?
No, it's working fine.
No hesitation there.
No, you're close enough. A flight away is perfect.
Oh my God.
Me time to adjust my life if you decide to come in.
Yeah.
Funny. Like I'm apart. Steve.
Good morning.
Hi. You prefer your romantic partner away?
Yes, it works out best for both of us.
And what situation are you in?
We actually live in the same building in a complex.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been dating?
Almost 16 years.
Okay.
And you live in the same building but not the same unit?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Has it ever occurred to you, like, wow, we could, save a
there
lot of
go.
Money by, like, you know, only paying
the money.
For one place,
yeah.
You know, and so you don't have double the expenses.
I'm certain that's never occurred to them in 16 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe they have you almost, like, crossed the line for that reason, you know?
Well, that has crossed their minds, of course. But, you know, I work different hours and... It just works out great for us.
Steve, are you like on like floor 16 and she's on floor 8? How far apart are you?
Three floors.
Okay. And does she have a key?
Yes.
She has a key.
That's
okay,
cool.
So she could do the pop-in, the unannounced pop-in on you.
Yeah, she could.
Uh-huh. Do you have the key to hers?
Yes.
You ever do the unannounced pop-in on her?
Never.
No. There's unwritten laws there, unwritten rules. You don't do the unannounced pop-in.
Absolutely.
If you're not planning on seeing each other that day and you bump into each other in the lobby, it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Then you get in your elevator and go.
No, that's all cool. We always talk.
All right. We talk totally fine.
Okay.
I don't have her over or anything. It's not her night.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts. There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at comed.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling.
It became a fairly involved topic on the show, and a heavily debated one, when Whip made it clear that anybody who reclines their seat on an airplane should be thrown in jail. I mean, it's very black and white.
Yeah, minimum 5 years in
jail. You move that airplane seat back 2 inches, that's it. You're going to the big house.
That's right.
Because it is arguably the rudest thing, even though Whip could move his seat back 2 inches, and the person behind him 2 inches. And then Whip's argument is, yeah, but what about that last row? And I said, that's on them for not getting their seat changed.
Yeah, and that's just three people as opposed to like 300.
Yeah, but you believe that yes. The reclining of the seat is a rude act and shouldn't
it is.
Be done.
You're putting your head and your hair and your person in somebody else's space, uh-huh. In their lap, definitely.
Melissa, reclining the seat, rude or not rude?
Man, I actually think I'm in the minority of this, but I don't think it's bad, and I don't mind somebody doing it to
Melissa,
me.
You are not in the minority. In a study of plane etiquette, 40% of people say it's unacceptable. Wait, 40% said no, it's unacceptable. I guess you are in the minority. Is it okay to recline your seat? 40% said no, it's not. So, yeah, you actually are.
But it's
60% said yes.
It's getting closer to half, though. I think I set the trend on this.
Yeah. All right, we'll
I think I started this, yeah.
All right, question number two, airplane etiquette as you head into the busiest travel weekend of the year. Is it okay to take your shoes off on a plane?
If you have clean...
Not if. It's a black and white question. We live in a black and white world on this. Is it okay?
Then
yes
I'll
or
say no?
No. No, Whip.
I'm almost going to curse. Hell the F no.
See, there is no gray area.
Taking Melissa, your shoes off
Melissa's
on
like,
a plane.
Well, it depends. If I got new socks on and how soon or how recently did I wash my feet?
Yeah.
And am I planning on putting them up on the seat in front of, you know?
Yeah.
I can't even believe that's a question.
Well, as it turns out. They say, let me see if I can find it here. I lost my time. 62% of us say it's not okay to take your shoes off on a plane.
I take my shoes off every time I fly.
Vila already told
it's
us.
All about you.
Well, you told us once on the show your feet don't smell.
Right?
That's they
what you
don't.
Yeah.
I swear to God, Vila, you want to smell my foot?
No. Vila reclines her seat. She takes her shoes off. She puts her McDonald's on the guy's lap next to her.
Well, if I was running nails,
is it okay to bring outside food like McDonald's on the plane? Yes or no?
Yes.
You say yes? Whip? I'm going to go Whip's going to go no on this one, too.
Well, because you won't let me qualify it at all, you know, if I have to go yes or no.
You have to go yes or no?
I'm going to go no.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Violetta?
It's not okay. I've done it, but I eat it, like, under my chair really quick before the plane
right,
takes
down,
off.
Right, down by your by feet where your shoes are off. 34% said don't do it because of the smell.
Yeah.
How many?
Really
34.
All right, so most people are okay with it.
I got on a plane the other day, and the guy was in my row was sitting in the middle seat, and, you know, it's boarding time, and he'd boarded first. He had priority rate, so he was already in there sitting down, and he had the tray table down and had a full salad out and, like, a drink and everything on the tray table. And I walk up to the row, and I go, I got to get into that seat over there. And he looks at me like, so he packs his whole salad up. Then he puts it all away. Then he puts the tray back. Then he gets up and he moves. And I'm thinking, well, why did you unpack your whole meal while we're boarding the plane?
You know there's going to be somebody coming by, probably.
Yeah. Is it okay to ask a stranger to switch seats so you can sit with someone you know? Yes or no? Etiquette-wise. Whip?
Yes, it's okay to ask, sure.
Violetta?
Yeah.
81% said that's fine. Is it okay to say hi to the person next to you when you sit down? Absolutely not. No way. Absolutely
Eric,
not. No.
Yes, you can.
If they say hi to you, you go, what do you want? Turn away.
Hit the
whatever. And do not disturb
shoulder.
Is on.
Right. They should have a do not disturb, but you hit it. And they can't you. 89% said yes, it's fine. Is it okay to stand right next to the gate before your group gets called to board?
I don't get that.
Yes or no?
No. Well, no.
Whip.
You mean, are you cutting in front of others?
Is it okay to stand right next to the gate before the group you gets your group gets called to board? You know where the gate is, so you're standing right next to it.
I think it's okay to get yourself in position.
Well, see, you're finally in the minority again. Yeah. 74% said, nah, that's not cool.
It's just everybody hovers and you get nervous. Yeah. And I like to be really crowded. Yeah. I can take a walk and I relax while everybody boards.
Right. Waking someone up if they fall asleep on your shoulder, is that okay?
Yes.
15% said they just let the person sleep and wouldn't wake them up.
15. That's a nice person. Mm-hmm.
And finally, clapping when the plane touches down.
Totally fine.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope zero said that was okay.
84% said don't do that.
It's lame. It's lame, but it's enjoyable when the whole plane decides to do it.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's weird.
No, I do it if everybody else is. I'm not going to be the initiator.
If I'm the pilot and I just land a plane and the whole plane claps, I'm going to be like, what do you think I wasn't going to do that? What are you clapping at? Get off my plane. We were talking about a story that said, you know, we all get in relationships where there's stagnation. Mm-hmm. Whether you're 2 years in, 4 years in, 10 years in, 20 years in, whatever. You have those stagnant times, or as Whip adequately described it yesterday, like your relationship is just covered in pond scum.
Exactly. The pond just sits there.
Right, and you got to turn on the fountain, get the scum moving, get things back to normal.
Yeah, right, maybe get a skimmer there.
Yep, right, yep. So this text, story was about 15 different texts you could send, and each of them was categorized in a different way, and so we went right down to the bottom of the sexy text category and picked three finalists and talked to Jessica, who said, yeah, you know, I'm kind of in the pond scum stagnation. We go live to our good friend Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning.
How are things?
Oh, just great.
As you listen back to our conversation from yesterday, how does it feel now being a part of this a day removed?
Comical.
All right. Okay.
Comical.
So the idea was yesterday that text you were going to send, which of course was which one?
Option number three.
I've already forgotten.
It was, hey, babe. Go ahead.
Just so you know, as soon as I see you tonight, it's naked time.
Right. All right. So it came time to send that yesterday, and we said, send that unannounced to your husband, Jim, and let's just see what happens when Jim comes home from work. So did you do this?
I did this, and actually, so I had a doctor's appointment yesterday morning, and I sent it as soon as I left the doctor's office.
Okay.
And his response was, what happened at the doctor? Did you hit your head?
Yes!
Right. That's a sign of a long-term relationship. Who is this? What happened to Jessica? Is she unconscious somewhere? Who has her phone?
Oh, my God.
So you got home last night. Did Jim ask you anything more about it?
He knew there was something up, and this was not written by me.
I see.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay.
And was he naked?
Yeah. No, she was supposed to be the naked one.
Yeah.
I can't even comfortably ask this question.
No,
but
no.
The theme of the text, was that a part of the evening, or did you just have dinner, watch Wheel of Fortune, and go to sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually did watch Wheel of Fortune and go to sleep.
Oh my God.
Okay.
You were naked. He watched Wheel of Fortune and went to sleep. Do you feel like in some strange way, while it might not have played out completely as it was scripted, did it kickstart anything in the relationship that might have been stagnant?
Maybe.
I think something happened.
Something definitely happened, and that's good.
I'm feeling a happening.
I just feel like it wasn't satisfactory because she doesn't sound like it was.
No.
Tell us what happened.
Here's what I want to know. Okay, Jessica, you're in the car?
Yes.
Are you in the car?
Yes. I am in the car.
If something happened, just honk the horn.
Yep.
That's really all we need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Atta girl.
Congratulations.
Really? You thought this was difficult? Really?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
You kind of threw a little like spin on it when you said, please do. That it help? It should help.
Right? Actually, I threw a little spin on it when I said, say. If you say you're going to blank, please do.
Okay.
Right out of the gate. Tell them, Jeremy, if you say you're going to blank, please do what women want.
Call.
Exactly right.
Ah.
You say you're going to call, please do.
Oh, I...
I put leave.
If you, you say you're going to leave, mm-hmm. I don't want to wake up and see you on the couch.
I had manscape.
If you say you're going to manscape, freshen that thing up, jungle boy.
Oh, my God.
Those are two way overthought answers. Thank God Jeremy went right to the path of least resistance. Way to go, Jeremy. How's your Friday?
It's very well. Happy Friday to you guys.
Right back at you. What do we have for Jeremy? Jeremy, by the way, if you say you're going to leave and you say you're going to manscape, for the love of God, please do, okay? Right. I'm looking at this, and you said you were going to manscape, and that is not manscape. So please do.
Please do.
And secondly, why am I even seeing this? Why are you even still here? You said you were going to leave. Wow. Yeah, if you say you're going to call... Please do is the number one thing of what women want they wish from the men that they would date. So no, that's not accurate with you guys?
It is accurate, yeah. But I always get confused. Do women then want them to be honest, I'm not going to call? Because that's just awkward.
Yeah, because right there at number four, if you're not that into us, okay, fine. But please don't suddenly just get too busy, quote unquote. So it is kind of that same thing. Yeah, if we just don't say we're going to call.
Okay.
The idea being, say, simple. If a guy says, yeah, I'll give you a call, then call. If you're not going to call, don't say, I'll give you a call. Go, oh, it's nice meeting you. I'm never calling you again.
Yeah, but then what if the girl's like, so are you going to call me?
No.
Well, then that would be on her.
No, and
we'll see.
And I'm not manscaped, and guess what I'm doing right now? This is called leaving.
And I will do it.
Right. You don't have to worry about it. I'm as good as gone. Act interested, but not too interested. That's a tough one. Mm. That's really a lot of gray area there with a lot of different women. One woman's interested is another woman's too interested.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that one. Offer to pay on the first date.
Don't just offer, do it.
Yeah, well, Melissa's talked about this many times. In fact, she talked a couple of years ago about that one date where she went for the fake reach.
That was
Melissa
last year.
The obligatory fake reach and
it
kept fake reaching. And he's like, no, you can pull your wallet out. Don't fake.
No, that's not how it went. I pulled my wallet out after he upgraded my cocktail.
Right. He went for the expensive cocktail.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you need to get this one. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And so I did. And then, you know, the bill comes and I pull out my credit card. And
Melissa's never gotten over that extra $6.
Split it.
A year later. Listen to her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so.
But you did split it.
We split the bill, and I just, that was that. And he's contacted me a bunch, hasn't he, Mel D? And I never respond.
What is Mel D? Mel D even looking like, what do I have to do with this?
No, because
why are you dragging me into your anger?
Mel D is Melissa's secretary.
No. What are you, her private booking agent?
Yeah, I handle all of her relationships.
Yeah. Right. No, I'll
please verify this for me, Mel D.
Stop it.
Go through my dating iPhone that
you keep
and keep track of things.
Okay,
and
knock
can
it
you
off.
Can you give me the date on that extra $6 I got stuck for back in April of 2018?
No, whenever
an invoice.
Whenever he contacts me, I show her.
You really have to let that go.
No.
Also, on what women want from men that they date, put some effort into how you dress. We appreciate that.
Yes.
Put a little effort into it.
Yeah.
Have confidence in yourself.
Nothing more unattractive than a guy is like, oh, I'm down on my luck. Oh, my God, I suck.
Yeah, the woe is me guy. The woe is me, I suck guy.
It's like, yeah, you do.
And finally, what women want from men they date, don't call at 2 a.m. Which flies in the face of number one. What if we said we were gonna?
Oh, come on.
You didn't say when.
Are you gonna call me? Yeah, at 2 a.m. for booty.
Oh, God.
Men in a new study tend to be overly competitive.
Yeah.
More so than women. So we wanted to hear 60123 for today's text topic of the day. Your overly competitive personality. You once bet on what? Here are the finalists. I bet on whether or not the rolls at Texas Roadhouse were gonna come out soft or hard. That's a problem.
Yeah.
My overly competitive personality, I once bet whose luggage would come through the luggage carousel first.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
You want a backstory on that?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not new. Michael Jordan used to do that.
Oh, really?
When he would return from road trips. But what people didn't know is that Michael Jordan knew the baggage handler guys and paid them, like, you know, $100 to put his bag through first so he'd win a $1,000 bet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great.
That's ultra competitive.
Yep.
Hustler.
I once bet my buddy too successfully that he couldn't successfully complete the deed twice in 30 minutes. His wife had to verify that he lost. Ooh. Nah, I couldn't do it.
Oh, God.
As a bartender, my coworker and I often bet on which guy the current barfly is going to go home with. I bet on black 19 times in a row in Vegas and lost 19 times in a row.
But it's going to hit the 20th.
Unbelievable.
I know, that would hurt Melissa. That one hurt her. I bet my buddy a large amount of money that a pizza establishment we were at in Miami would have jardiniere if I went up and asked for it. He said there's no chance. I was so confident because it's so common here in Illinois. Of course he lost.
He lost.
Wow. Don't do that down there. People in the office are betting when a plastic bag stuck in a tree is going to finally come down. Mm. I think I'd want in on that.
Yeah.
I once made a bet on who could lose the most weight just by taking a poop.
Ew.
But your winner, your overly competitive personality, you once bet on what there, John?
Okay, so at my friend's wedding, the best man got extremely drunk and proceeded to go to the bathroom and announced to everybody that was in the bathroom that he would take $25 bets if he could make all of the urinals go off at the same time as he ran back and forth trying to pee in all of them.
So there's like six urinals lined up.
The automatic
so he's
going to
start on the first one and just go flying down the line and see if he can get them all to flush.
Correct.
Yeah. How'd he do?
Yeah, he paid out over $100.
There it is. You got to get in on that action.
Yeah, you do.
Oh my God. Drunk guy's going to pull that off.
No way.
Every time I hear Andy's music, I think of warm sunshine.
Yeah.
Kicking off the summer of 2019. The first ever Eric in the Morning, hey, why don't you grab your bags, pal, tournament.
That's true. That was one of the most beautiful days of the whole summer.
Mm-hmm. That was the first really nice day of the summer.
It was
perfect.
It really was.
Andy came in to do that for us, and now he's coming back doing some great, great work. Andy Grammer's going to be in town for Wish Fest, which is happening Friday, December 6th at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. Featuring Andy Grammer and Walker Hayes. You can visit wishfest.com and buy tickets and pay it forward and help a great cause. And Andy's kind enough to join us this morning. Last time we saw you, Andy, it was sunny at about 85. Those are distant memories here in Chicago.
Distant memories. Is it freezing there?
Well, today it's 39, which feels like a victory for some reason, which is sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in L.A. It's like chilly for us here, but that's nothing. It's like, you know, just not hot. That's all.
It's like 70?
Just not hot.
Yeah.
Right.
It's so weird. We just had Halloween. I'm from the East Coast, so we just had Halloween here, and everybody was like sweating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it snowed here, Andy Jacino, for Halloween.
Yeah, like a lot of snow.
Record.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
But now we're getting into the spirit of the season, and Wish Fest is a great, great cause, and thank you for getting involved in it. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I'm very, very excited to come be a part of it. I'm pretty sure that it has to do with raising money for cancer, right?
Right. It's a one-night music festival for the Andrew Wisher Foundation, a Chicago-based charity created in honor of Andrew Wisher, who passed away from cancer in 2012. All he asked for from his family was to pay it forward, so they put this on every year. And Andy, you're nice enough to come and play at it.
Such a sweet idea. You know, I lost my mother to cancer 10 years ago, breast cancer.
Wow.
And one of the great joys of my life is that I get to run around and be a part of different events like this all throughout the year. So this definitely lines up with what I'm about.
Perfect. And tickets, like we said, if you want to get them, are at Wish Fest. Now, let me spell it for you because it's spelled differently. It's WEISHFEST, Wish Fest. That's how they spell it.
Right.
You can buy tickets and go check out a great evening December 6th at 115 Bourbon Street. You going to do like a full show there, Andy, or what?
Yeah, man. It's going to be a good time. We're going to throw down.
Yeah.
Come with it.
I love throw down.
In our snow. Is it outside? I'm pretty excited.
It's mostly inside.
Yeah, I think you'll be mostly
inside.
Mostly inside.
Yeah, that's good.
That's better.
You guys talking about how cold it is. I was like, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't want you to suffer from hypothermia during your performance. That would not be good.
Although we've seen you sweat on the beach before.
Yeah, you went to Mexico with us, and it was hot down there. We were part of our Chips Dip in a Mexico trip.
Oh, that was awesome. I remember that. That was great.
Yeah.
Come
back
anytime.
For another one, you know? Yeah. Next one we do. Next couple ones we do. You should come for all of them.
Dude, I'm in. I'm down for anything. I'm about to have another little girl.
What?
Little baby girl.
Wow.
And so I'm going to need reasons to get the hell out of the house.
Oh.
Well played. When is the baby due?
She's coming in like April-ish. Yeah.
Okay. And how many does that make for you now?
That's two girls.
Oh, man.
And a girl dog and a wife.
Yeah, that's a lot of women. Yeah, you got to hit the road. Yep. A lot of time on the road. Really important.
What did you do wrong?
Exactly.
All those girls.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
You know, I wanted to ask you something about next week, Andy. It's Thanksgiving with the Grammers.
Ooh.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What kind of plans do the Grammers have?
Oh, man. So we got an early one with my dad and
to my brother, mm-hmm. and then we head over to my wife's brother's house. So the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
The full day of, I think, multiple Thanksgivings, which is great.
So you don't have any obligations other than participating?
I mean, I don't think so. I have been cooking more, but really my cooking doesn't leave the breakfast zone. I'm like, feel very confident in my breakfast zone.
Okay.
But if you ask me to do some sort of, like, dinner situation, then I don't think that's what you want.
So what's your best breakfast?
Like, you do an eggs Benedict? I make, like, a pretty mean sweet potato scrambled egg, like, with kale and a little bit of bacon.
You're so L.A.
That is so L.A.
Yeah, you are.
So L.A.
Yeah, don't tell us you're an East Coast guy.
You want me to, like, fully throw myself over? My daughter, who's 2.5, her job is to massage the kale, guys. If I just lost you there.
Oh,
I know I lost you.
Massage the kale, yeah. You said.
That's not slang for anything.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that means something completely different here in the Midwest.
Yeah, well, and you definitely
you're like, who's
need to
kale?
Do it. Yeah.
Who's that guy?
If you're going to have kale, you're massaging it here.
It's a guy from Southside. Kale, you're massaging. That's great.
Yeah.
See Andy Grammer at Wishfest Friday, December 6th. That's 115 Bourbon Street. Once again, go to wishfest.com, wishfest.com. It's a great cause, and we're so glad you're involved with it. Andy, it's always good to talk to you.
Love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Have a great day. He makes a kale
and sweet potato omelet.
Oh, man.
We've lost
you
him.
You definitely need to massage the kale, though. Seriously.
I don't know that I could eat that.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh. You just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.